لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we're going to go to a journey, the highest and most important journey in our life, the journey of Hajj. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to capture for you the Hajj picture in one session. And I will try to make it short, and I will try to make it beneficial the maximum I can from all my experience, because you're going to have a lot of shuyukh, a lot of scholar, a lot of books, a lot of lecture. But what I'm here for, what I want to share with you, I want to share with you the message, the essence, the wisdom, the purpose, the message of the Hajj, and how we can live it, and how we can succeed to get the Hajj can lead us to Jannah, inshallah. I want to remind you again, this one, I will try to make it very precise, very short, for those who have not too much time, and they think they need only a booklet in the plane or something. I want this message to be really inculcated in their heart by the will of Allah. And this is my most important message, I believe in. This is the message of Hajj, the one I believe all the Muslims should have. We talk about Ramadan before, or Salah, and we said in Islam, everything, all the regulation, all the rules, it has a purpose, it has a wisdom, it has a manner, it has a regulation, and it has rewarding and benefit. Today we know what is the Hajj for, to forgive us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised, whoever do Hajj, falam yarfuth, walam yafsuq, and he do not commit sins, and who do not do agyu, and do not commit mischief, he came back, kayawm waladathu ummu, the day his mother gave him birth. Meaning Allah cleanse us from all the sins in the past. By this way, we have a lot of ahadith about that, and a lot of Muslims going to forgiveness, going for to gain the rahmah and forgiveness of Allah, with the intention, in case we die with less sins, and hopefully, inshallah, with clean book, inshallah, from all our sins. This is a rewarding. This is what we're going to get. Let's examine this journey. And I'm going to give you a physical picture with thought and thinking to carry with you step by step. If you look at the Quran, we talked about it in detail before. And for you, I'm not going to go to a lot of detail. The a lot of detail of the Quran, the message of the Hajj in Surah Al-Baqarah. But the chapter of Hajj, the only chapter in Quran, has the name of one of the pillar of the Quran, of the pillar of Islam, is Hajj. Meaning in Quran is no chapter of Salah, is no chapter of fasting, is no chapter called Zakat, is no chapter called Shahada. We have five pillars, but only one chapter for Hajj. And when you go to this chapter, you find out only 5-6 verses talk about Hajj. But the whole chapter talk about two topics: death and the Day of Judgment. That's it. And if you go through it, please read Surah Al-Hajj and you will discover it's very scary. It talks about two major topics: the journey of death, the journey of the soul of death, and life after death, and a grave and a Day of Judgment. Now, why? Why a chapter of Hajj is not containing the meaning of Hajj? But in Surah Al-Baqarah, all the meaning and the steps of Hajj, you find it in Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of Baqarah. One of the early scholars said, because when you look in Hajj from the beginning, the message is, remember death. This is what the whole thing all about. This why Hajj, one of the pillars of Hajj, it has a time and a place. You cannot do Hajj in your home. You cannot do Hajj anytime you want. It Hajj has to be, and the ritual, and the pillar, and the arkan, and the wajibat, and the fara'id, and all the steps of Hajj has to be followed step by step in certain time, in a certain places. Why? And why these places? Let's examine the journey of Hajj step by step and we see. And again, this journey of Hajj now, I will call it for you Hajj Express. But not to Hilton, not to Zamzam Hotel, not to Intercontinental. No, this is the Hajj journey to Jannah. This is the Hajj journey to please Allah. This is the Hajj journey to save your neck from the torture of Jahannam. This is the Hajj journey to maybe you come back with a heart belong to Allah, can benefit yourself, benefit the ummah, benefit mankind, and leave a legacy before you die. By this way, when you meet Allah, you find your bank account ilahi is full with good deed minus bad deed. This is what the whole Hajj about. Is a chance of you as a human being. The one you commit a lot of sins, and you're drowning yourself in sins, come. Come. Come to my mercy and my forgiveness. Come to cleanse yourself to start a new chapter in your life. This is what the Hajj all about. Hajj in Arabic meaning the journey of a high destination. Word Hajj by itself, it means the journey, the traveling for a long distance to a high destination. And the Arabic people agree, this word will not be given except to the high destination, which to reach the Kaaba, to perform the Hajj, to gain the mercy and forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to remind you, leave your dunya, leave your material life, leave your job, leave your money, leave your wealth, leave the status you like. and the style of life, you get used to it. And come to me. Okay, I have money. I can go to big hotel. I can have luxury life during Hajj. I will assure you now, you cannot do it all. Because certain night, you have to spend it in a certain place. And you have a million, you have 10 million, you have 200 million, you have 500 million, you have a billion, you have a dollar. You have no dollar, you're going to sleep in the same place. And you must. And you should. And it's a wajib. We'll go through it now. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me to take my clothes off? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take me to a place like that, in a certain time like that? Is a wisdom. Is the ultimate obedience. Is a training of the ultimate obedience. In Ramadan, we have obedience with the nafs and training the nafs. Hajj is higher. Now you're training your nafs with spending, with leaving your style of life to remember death, to remember the day of judgment, to remember the gathering of the judgment day, and to remember this is the most important part of your life. This is the one will generate the future and success of this life, in this life and hereafter, and the journey of soul. By this way, if we all call ourselves a believer, this is the most important journey we can ever participate in it, in our life. A journey and a chance for whom Allah choose and accept to go with humble and humility and poverty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, erase my sins, give me a chance, I'm still alive, please, ya Allah, give me a chance, make me return a new person, make me return a new Muslim, make me return a real Muslim to you, meaning obedient and a slave to you. This is the meaning of Hajj. Now, we're going to set intention, set a pure money, halal money, pure from any haram. We're going to take a ghusl, shower. And amazing, everything in Islam, even to commit shahada or embrace Islam, is recommended or even a wajib to take a ghusl. Allah tell you, cleanse yourself, purify yourself, start. And you leave your house with talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa al-ni'mata laka wa al-mulk. La sharika lak. This talbiyah, if you said it right, you will be crying. You will be joy, full of joy. Thank Allah, I'm still alive. You create me, you make me a Muslim. You give me the ability, the finance ability, the physical ability, and most of all, the heart ability, the iman ability to be a part of this beautiful, most important journey I will ever have in my life. The one it can change my whole life in this life and hereafter. The journey of Hajj. And I'm willing to obey you, Allah. I will shave my hair. I will change my clothing. I will put the ihram, which again we talked about it before, is the constitution, the new constitution between you and Allah. During ihram time and ihram clothing, no relationship between husband and wife. You cannot even go for hunting. You cannot kill an animal. You cannot kill a bird. You cannot even argue. You cannot kill a mosquito. You cannot cut a trees. What is all this rule? It's a little bit high rule to teach you high level of obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be for him. And this is why we said before, what meaning labbayka? Labbayka not only, I'm coming to serve you. I'm here to serve you. No, it's more than that. I am here to serve you with my devotion and my love, with complete compassion and complete feeling for you, Ya Allah, to serve you is for me. By this way, I said it, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. All the praise, all the thanks, all the gratitude only for you, Ya Allah. And all the ni'mah and all the gift belong to you, Ya Allah. All the bounty, you shower me with it, you drown me with it, is from you, Ya Allah. Nothing I have. Wal-mulk, and all the kingdom and dominion belong to you. Only Allah. What it mean? If I said it right, nothing in my heart for nobody, I'm now belong to you, Ya Allah. Now I'm belong to you. And you should have it all the time, the maximum you can. What is the purpose? Is a reminder, is a wake-up call. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a very concentrated rehab center. A very concentrated, like when somebody goes to the hospital in a very emergency situation, you put him what? In intensive care. This is the intensive care, not unit. This is the intensive care journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be for him. And now you're going. Very dirty. Very filthy. Full of sins. And this way in the end, لا شريك لك لبيك. No partner and no association with you. I used to love my wife more than you. I used to love my husband more than you. I used to love my kids more than you. I used to love my business more than you. I used to love whatever you love is gone. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have one face, one heart, one body for him. And you're wearing the piece of cloth to similar the piece of cloth you're going to wear it when you die. And also it has another message. Whatever how rich you are, you cannot show off. By this way, the people will go to Allah equal. So easy, look. Now, you set the intention. You wear the ihram, you make the talbiyah from the arriving of miqat, whatever which direction you're coming from. We're not going to go into the detail now. We just focus about the meaning and the essence and the state of the heart. The rest is very easy and you will find it. And everybody has to do it. And my main goal in here, how we are ummah. To get out of the ritual without meaning, to the ritual with meaning and concepts. Something the early people did, we're too far from it. We're going in the groups, we're going together in the same time. Poor, rich, medium. What Allah want? Allah wants something so significant, but a lot of people do not know today. The early people used to do it. The rich people in the early days, the real Muslim, they used to take a lot of money with them when they go to Hajj. A lot of money. Some of them used to save a lot of money just to spend it in the journey of Hajj. Why? The one in the journey of Hajj, they meet somebody has a calamity, they give. Somebody is needy, they give. Somebody has a trouble, they give. They keep giving with the intention to open a huge account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To show Allah how much is he willing to say labbaik Allahumma labbaik real. not fake. Today we do it as a vacation. Just a quick vacation. VIB. You see, express. To fancy hotel. This message is to real fancy life. For infinity, it called Jannah. Paradise. The one Allah promised. And to save ourselves from Jahannam, hellfire. And to save ourselves from the torture of the grave. And to get the promise of Allah to give us a happy life, happy ending, happy grave, and happy ending, inshallah, in Jannah. All this thought, it has to be inside of me when I say Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. When I thank Allah about His bounty to me, because nothing belongs to me. That's why nobody own anything except the Malik. Inna al-mulka, all the dominion belong to you, Allah. Why Allah want me to repeat this? I want you to focus. Focus on what you're saying. Don't say it, just say it. I want you to gain. The companion used to say it from Medina to Mecca. By the time they arrive to Mecca, their voice is gone. Imagine you're going to meet somebody, and this somebody will give you a lot of gift. And you want to make this person hear you. I want that gift, I want that gift, I want that gift, I want that gift, I want. You want the person to believe you without no doubt you really want him and you want his gift. Allah, He want that. And He deserve it. This is our Iman. And this is what we are. We're going to a journey of taking our clothes off, taking our shirk off, taking our sins off, taking all this attachment of dunya off, and go to a journey of Hajj. To Baytullah al-Haram. To Mecca, the first place. The first house built to worship Allah in the whole earth. Allah chose it this way. Now we're going. And we have a lot. Very tiny calamity compared to other. If you watch any documentary movie about Hajj before the 1910, all this time used to be camels and horses. And walking. You might reach Hajj after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. People used to rest for a year. And some people die from diseases, from thieves, from animal, from getting lost in the desert. Today we argue and complaining about the plane is late. Somebody take my seat. You see, the food is late. The open buffet is not like full board, is a half board. You see? Everything is so luxury and we're still complaining. Please, my brother and sister, be careful. This is not the moment and time to complain. Almost 12 years ago, I discovered something. I went many times with many groups. And all the time the people complain. I ask, what you complain about? They said, the company we bought the package from, they promise us certain service. And they cheat us. They do not give us the right service. And the people was talking to me about this and argue about it and very upset in Mecca, Baytullah al-Haram. I tell them, do you know what you're doing? They said, what? I said, you already failed. The company you buy from them, the Hajj package, they cheat you in 15 days quality. Meaning, in 15 days, instead of give you service such and such, is a little bit low. A little bit of cheating, 20-30% cheating, whatever it is. What about you? The one Allah give you a chance to come to His house, and He give you all His bounty all your life, and He tell you, come service me in 15-20 days, and you cannot service Allah. Which one you consider it high cheating? The company who cheat you, maybe for a few hundred dollar or so, or some little bit of quality service, or you, the one you're cheating yourself, and you do not show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your creator, the right service during this journey. Imagine, okay, we cannot service Allah the way we should, but you cannot service Allah even a little bit better during Hajj? What do you think? We cannot have a humble and manner during the most important journey in our life? Be careful, my brother and sister in Islam. Don't lose your Hajj because 5-star, 4-star, 3-star. Don't lose the Hajj because the food is late. Don't lose the Hajj because the buses do not come. Don't lose the Hajj because you stay one night in the street. Don't lose the Hajj because the bathroom is crowded. Don't lose the Hajj because... Don't lose the Hajj for any one of this, because this is tiny, tiny, insignificant trial compared to the people before us. We sit in the plane, we get our food, we get the drink we want, we can go to sleep. The plane is air-conditioned, the bus is air-conditioned, the hotel air-conditioned, the tent air-conditioned. Tell me, go travel from Mecca and Medina barefoot without no air-condition and see if you can make even 5 miles. You cannot make even 1 mile. I cannot make it. The companion make it almost close to 400 kilometers, meaning almost 250 miles or more. Where we are from them? By this way, again, prepare your heart and live in a humble and humility state. And remember, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Say it with the meaning of the way it should be. Don't just say it with your tongue and your body and heart in different places. Don't worry about if the bus is late, the plane is... Don't worry about all this. Live the message. Because from the time you leave your house until the time come back, this time belongs to Allah. Allah wants you during this time to be abd for Him only. Purely for Him. You agree about it. You're the one you ask for it. You're the one you went pay for it. You're the one you want the reward from it. Please, be careful. Now we go. We go to enter Mecca. You will hear and you read all about the detail about it. Once we enter Mecca, you're supposed to do the Umrah as soon as possible, which starts with Tawaf. You enter recommended from Dar es Salaam, which is approximately 23 or 24, something like that, the number. And when you enter, you make the dua, and Allah give you right away a gift. The moment your eyes touch the Kaaba, your dua is accepted. The moment your eyes touch the Kaaba, your dua is accepted. You have a dua accepted right away. Look at the welcome entrance. Anybody can give you a welcome gift before even serving you or you serving him? Allahu Akbar. This Allah, Akramul Akrameen, the owner of generosity, the generous of all, the one who give us a chance. Now we go to Kaaba. We make tawaf. We dirty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, come. I cleanse you. I cleanse you. And after I cleanse you, come. After 7 tawaf. During the 7 tawaf, remember who you are. What you are here for. You are in the house. Belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in the house of the owner of the whole earth and universe. Have adab and manner. Don't rush. Don't hurt nobody. You are dirty. You're waiting to be clean. Now, after that, you go and you make two rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim, thanking Allah and make dua. You are here. I want you to do with a feeling. And after that, is the sunnah is recommended, is debated, you drink water zamzam. Until tadalla, until you cannot drink anymore. Because water zamzam is blessed. And Rasulullah sallam, what he said, ma'u zamzam lima shuriba lah. The water of zamzam to what you drink it for. And you make a lot of dua. It's almost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, come, 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 cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. Wash. Get washed. Okay, Allah, what to do after that? You go to Safa and Marwa and you imitate Hajar, the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the second wife after Sarah. Now, Hajar is the one, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah command him to take her with her son and leave her in this place. And when she was desperate, she ran between the Safa and Marwa. And when she was desperate, she called Allah in this place and tell him, Allah save me. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam and opened for her Zamzam water, the blessing of a dua, an accepted supplicate of a woman believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey her husband. Allah make all of us, no mankind can make Hajj without imitating Hajar, the woman Allah elevated her so much of two things, obeying her husband and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and listen to his command and believe in him with complete iman and yaqeen, complete conviction, certainty of faith and complete tawakkul on Allah with an infant boy in her hand. Now we go to the journey of tawaf, the sa'i, and run, imitate Hajar. And it's tough, crowded, stink, people sweat. Very tough, but this life, tough and ease. And what we have to trust. We have to trust in our heart and look to the goal. The goal is high, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you make dua and all the steps. You finish tawaf, now you go from Marwa. And now you finish Umrah. Now you go, if you are a male, you shave your head completely or shorten it. And for the woman, you take qadr un mula, the level of like 1 centimeter or so from your hair. And now the Umrah is finished. Now you can go do tahallul if you do ihlal, if you do hajj tamattu. I'm not going to go again in fiqh, but the main thing, Umrah is done. 2.5 hour, 3 hour, Umrah is done. Now what to do? Now you have to wait. Wait for what? Wait to perform the beginning of hajj. What meaning? All this Umrah is like preparation, like a pre-wash. Pre-wash cycle, to be ready, to be washed. You're not going to be washed, no. This is pre-wash. You did the pre-wash now. Now you're going for a wash. What about the visiting Medina? This is a different topic, I will go through it later on. Visiting Medina is just a visit to for us to get the reward. It has nothing to do with Hajj. It's just a reward. Reward and benefit for us to get insha'Allah the shafa'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to get reward from the blessing place of Medina Munawwara and praying in Masjid al-Nabawi. But the main concept is to follow who's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's Rasulullah, how much I follow of his sunnah, how much I'm living the message, what is his message, what his advice to me, This is the one. It's not I go get the blessing and run. No, the real blessing to live the message. And study more about His word, His advice to us, and His warning to us, and His glad tidings to us. Now we're waiting until the 8th day of Zulhijjah. Now we have to leave. Go to where? To go to Mina. Why? You are pre-washed now? You have to be ready. Ready for what? For the real day of wash, Yawm Arafat. By this way, we go to Mina, we stay overnight. You know when somebody go for operation? They have to go to a special pre-operation to be ready. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prepared us for the pre-operation. Pre-wash, pre-operation. Now we go. The following day, we wake up. What it mean now is the night of Mina? It's not the night to fight over a place or a pillow or something. No. This is the place to contemplate. Tomorrow is my day with Allah. Tomorrow is the day Allah give me a chance to forgive my sins. Tomorrow is my Eid, the real Eid. This is why this day, Waqfat Arafat, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, wonder what happened, is recommended for people to fast all over the earth, except the Hajj. You cannot fast. At all, it's not recommended at all. And now, the following day, the day of Eid. Everybody have Eid, but the Eid of Hajj, to go to Arafat. To stand in Arafat, to make dua, to cry to Allah, and to remember the Day of Judgment. The time is running out, and I do not want to take too much of your time. But now, we're going to simple, like a rehearsing of what will happen in the Day of Judgment, when we come naked in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everybody worry about himself. Everybody said, nafsi, nafsi. No father, no mother, nobody. Everybody will be running away when we hear Hathid Jahannam, the sound of Jahannam. When we hear the sound of hellfire. When we see the angel the first time in our life. This Hawlul Mandar. This is like unbelievable. It will shake us. Allah tell you, come. Come. Prepare yourself. Cleanse yourself. Recap. You're going to stand in this place. You are full of dunya. You're living in dunya and you forget. This is why we cannot do it in a hotel. We cannot do it anywhere. We have to stand where we're supposed to stand to remember who we are and where we're going. What's the purpose of life? This is the message. If we do the Hajj and we lose the message, we are in big trouble. This is the day to ask Allah to forgive you. But to forgive you and coming back dirty, forgive you and go back to the same sins. Let me tell you something. Hajj is a big tawbah. Before you go to Hajj, you should cleanse yourself from haram. You should make intention, oh Allah, cleanse me from haram. To the point, you should fulfill your debts first. You should ask people who you oppress them to forgive you. And otherwise your Hajj will not be accepted. It's a lot of meaning of Hajj. To take care about the poor, to care about the needy. To remember you are a part of the Ummah. And you have a duty. It's not a luxury, it's a duty. You will be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. Is a duty. Wallahi, I fear for all the rich people. What will happen to them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them about every poor and every needy. And most of all, the message. And spreading the message. Educate the people. Let them know. And take them from the ghafla. Take them from the hiddenness of their life. Sleeping stage. All this should come to me. And I remember the Khutbat al-Wada', the final khutbah, the final sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read it, study it. And in the end of the khutbah, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? فَلْيُبَلِّغَ الشَّهِدَ الْغَائِبِ. Those who are present, give it to whom who are gone or not present. The companion understood it and he left and spread the message of Allah. By this way, for Hajji, the moment you do Hajji, you have a job. You're supposed to come back with a job. You belong to Allah. You're supposed to be working for the message. You're supposed working for the message and the chance Allah give you. Before you work for dunya, now work for akhirah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to touch Rukn al-Yamani, the one corner before the black stone, what he used to say? Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. Is no living except the living of after death. This is a real living. Now, I'm standing. I read Quran. I make dua. I remember my sins. I make real tawbah. I ask Allah to purify my sins. I ask Allah to accept me. I thank Allah for being here. I make a real commitment. Oh Allah, don't make me go back the way I came. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said of the meaning of is a major sins to leave Arafat and you think Allah did not forgive you. By this way, we leave with the intention, oh Allah, thank you, Allah, forgive us. Now let me give you a shocking news. You leave Arafat, Allah forgive your sins. You cannot go to the hotel. You cannot go to Hilton. You cannot go to Zamzam Hotel. You cannot go to Intercontinental. Where are you going? Muzdalifah. A few, 5-6 miles away. Even less. But sometimes it takes 12 hours. 5-6 hours. From the crowd. A lot of dust. And it's a wajib. It's a part of the Hajj to sleep there. No bathroom. Very few bathroom. With all these years, with all the billion of dollars of Saudi Arabia, they cannot put extra bathroom. Do you know why? It has to be this way. For people to have a trial. This is the night you're supposed to leave Arafat, thanking Allah. You are drowning and of thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about the meal is late. Don't worry about where you sleep. Don't worry about the crowd. Don't worry about all this. This only one night. One night. One night. And you are clean. You're super clean. At this moment you are clean. You do not have sins. Supposed to be. Don't accumulate sins in a place you should not have sins. Because at night, you will get up with what? You will get up with the day of Eid, Yawm al-Nahr, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. All Muslims have Eid, and your Eid will start with what? To get up, make Salah, raise your hand, face Mash'ar Haram, make dua, make a lot of dua. This is what Rasulullah SAW used to do. And after that, start going to Mecca to make Tawaf al-Ifada, which is a pillar of Hajj, is a must. Why? Ya Allah, why I go now? I did Tawaf before. Why now? Because now you are clean. Now come to me before you commit sins. Come to me. Come to me. This is your day of Eid. You are super clean. Come to me. Come to me. I give you some rewarding. Your dua is accepted. Rasulullah SAW promised us. Is many hadith. Allah accepts the dua of the Hajji. And for whom the Hajji make dua for them. What else do you want? You're so high, so elevated in the eye of Allah. Now you did that. You did the Hajj. You did Arafat. Because Rasulullah said, Al-Hajj Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Standing in Arafah is Hajj. One of the highest pillars of Hajj. Now you walk to Mina. And again, you're rich, you're poor, you're sick, whatever, they're crowded, super crowded. There's no taxi, there's no buses. You have to walk it. Why? Allah wanted this way. This is destined. It's a sunnah also. But even if you want today, it's very difficult. You end up walking. But you should be not walking upset, walking happy. So happy. Allah cleanse me. Allah make me sleep one night for Him. In the same place will be resurrected in the Day of Judgment. Wallahu a'lam. By this way, this earth will be witness to me, not against me. And Allah give me a chance to make talbiyah, to make shahada, to make sajda, to make salah. And to visit Him again. And make tawaf this time different. I make tawaf first, tawaf al-qudum, I'm dirty. Now I'm making tawaf al-ifada with cleanliness. Super clean. Allah tell you, come. I want you to make tawaf al-ifada now clean. Come. Different now. You are clean from your sins. Clean from your shirk. You obey me. Come. You make tawaf. You make sa'i again. And now you shave your head. And all this high rewarding. And you slaughter the animal for sabilillah to imitate Ibrahim alayhi salam. Again, sacrificing the animal is a metaphor of the readiness of sacrificing, which is a lot of the people of the ummah forget today. We slaughter the animal, but we forget the benefit from it. We forget what the message behind it. The message behind it is to be ready. Allah wants you to remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the story of Ismail alayhi salam, the story of Hajar alayhi salam, the story and the journey of sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. And there's a huge difference between sacrifice and giving. Giving, you can give 5%, 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%, but sacrifice meaning you give everything. This is sacrifice. You give what you have. Because when you give what you have, meaning your love for what you're giving to is higher than what you have. By this way, the love change. I love money. I give it for sabilillah. Now the love of Allah above the money. I love my business. I give most of it for sabilillah. Now I love Allah. And this was the companion did. This was the message of the Quran. This was the message of Hajj. Now I go tawaf al-ifada. Tawaf, sa'i, again between Safa and Marwa, imitating Hajar again. But this time, remember, before you was dirty, this time is clean. Now you clean. What Allah want? Make dua. Make dua for the ummah. You see the condition. Share with the poor people. Give them. In the early days, there used to be a corner in Mecca, in Kaaba. This corner called the corner of ulama. The scholar coming from all over the earth get together to discuss the problem of the ummah and share knowledge. The rich and poor come together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow the rich to see the condition, to generate the love and desire to give and feel responsible, to show gratitude and thanks to Allah and be willing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believer is brotherhood. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يُؤْمِنْ أَحَدُكُمْ. You will not be a believer until you love to your brother what you love to yourself. We too far, my brother and sister in Islam. Go, try to reflect over this hadith. And I said it before, verse 92 from Surah Al-Imran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not reach the door of piety and the door of goodness until you spend of what you love. Again, the message impact. Spending. Give. Give. The sequence is recommended, but you do not have to, according to situation. Now, you leave Muzdalifah. You go to Mecca. You make tawaf al-ifada. Sa'i, you do halq, you shave your head. And please, again, for men, I recommend you to shave, not to do taqseer, extra rahmah. There's many ahadith about it again. Extra rahmah, extra forgiveness, extra mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of rewarding. And don't worry about it, you cannot get married during Hajj. It's not allowed. By this way, if you worry about how you look, don't worry. This is not an issue now. Now, you finish. Let me go to the hotel. No. I pay for it. No, you cannot. Why? All the Hajj has to go back to Mina. Why? Why we have to go back to Mina? Is a sunnah and wajib. Is a part of the Hajj. We have to go back to Mina for 2 nights or 3 nights minimum. To do jamarat. What is jamarat? To throw the stone, imitating Ibrahim alayhi salam when shaitan came to him. To stop him of the sacrifice. The first day, which is the day of Eid, we do only one. Jamratul Aqaba al-Kubra. The big jamra. The main standing of shaitan against Ibrahim to stop him alayhi salam from obeying Allah. Okay, I'm clean now. Allah forgive my sins. I came from Arafat. Allah promised me, He cleansed me. Why I do all this ritual now? Allah wants you to prepare yourself. If you ever have a major operation, do you think you have a major operation and you leave right away? Or you have a gain rehab? And you have to stabilize your body. When I was thinking about it, why Allah put us in Mina again? Why cannot be any another place? And Mina until now is no any luxury life. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you now, you clean from your sins. You obey me. You're in a very blessing time, in a very blessing places. Now contemplate and reflect and make dua. I do not want you to go dunya now. You go to dunya now, you will be dirty so quick. I won't give you a chance. A chance to develop muscles, to develop strength against yourself, against shaitan. This is why when you throw the stones in jamarat, what we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar for myself, Allahu Akbar from shaitan, Allahu Akbar for my sins, Allahu Akbar for my temptation, Allahu Akbar for my weakness. Allahu Akbar from every attachment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants me to have this feeling. And there's a lot of rewarding with every stone you throw. There's many ahadith about it of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With every stone you throw is again takfir. Allah erased a major sin of you. And the scholar debate, is a major sin before or after? Allah no. I'm not going through that. But all I can tell you, Allah wants you to get a lot of hormone, a lot of cortisone, a lot of steroid, a lot of vitamin, a lot of strength, a lot of training. Now you're clean. Now you're super clean. Now you're supposed to be coming out of all this ritual and journey. At this moment, the day your mother gave you birth. And Allah tell you, come, clean person, clean abd, don't go home. Go to Mina for 2 or 3 days. What you want, Allah? Sit down, do nothing except a few salawat. That's it. But think about it. Why Allah put us in tents for 2 or 3 days? Why? In these blessing days and blessing time. Again, my advice to you. You clean. You're supposed to be clean. Inshallah. And we're supposed to believe it. And Allah put us in a place to able to contemplate, think over. Now Allah give me a chance to rehearse my life, the day of judgment, the reality of life after death, the reality of the day of judgment and meeting Allah. Now, what are you planning to do? What is your goal in life? What are you planning to go with? what you carry in your heart. Do you know what I find, my brother and sister in Islam? These days in Mecca, in a day of Eid, the day of Hajj, going from Arafat to Muzdalifah to Tawaf al-Ifada and after that Mina. This day and two night, believe me, if you make dua honest to Allah, your wishes, your dua, your supplicate is accepted. What else do you want? Tell me, what else do you want? But what wishes? To get married, to have kids, to get a car, to get a house, to increase my business. There's nothing wrong with that. But aim high. Aim for Firdaus al-A'la. Aim for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aim high, very high. What we ask, we're supposed to think about the ummah, the condition of the ummah, the condition of the Muslim, the condition of Islam, the elevation of the name of Allah, spreading the da'wah to Allah, spreading the rahmah of Allah, carry the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the time. What are you going to say to Allah when you meet him? This was the whole thing about Hajj. We're going to meet Allah. We're going to stand in Arafat. No houses, no business, no bank. The only thing is between you and Allah and what you've done in this life. You cannot blame shaitan. You cannot blame father. You cannot blame mother. You cannot blame nobody. And there's a training to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Now I finished. Please, my brother and sister, don't lose those 2 days. Don't lose them. It's so precious, 2 days. 2 days or 3 days. Very, very precious. Don't lose them. Use them, like I tell you, thinking, contemplating, reflection. Have a hope, have goal, make dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate us from the status of animal to the status of angel. Ask us to give us the strength and love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the light, the guidance, the basira, the wisdom, the ability to love him and love good deed above anything. Ask Allah to take the stinginess out of our heart and the love of dunya and attachment, because wallahi it will kill you. You will wish you never have in your life if you meet Allah. You will wish you call Allah and you call for Allah and you work for Allah, but it will be too late. This is the Hajj. This is the journey of Hajj. Now we have a chance. Now you're coming back. You're coming back with what? Luggage, bag, full of what? Number one is super clean, empty from sins. And inside it, your own goodness, your own dua, your own supplicate, your own wishes, your own good deeds, the one you spend it. And take it from me, people. Anybody has money, please take the maximum amount of money you have and spend it in poor people during Hajj. The money you're spending during Hajj in Mecca and Medina and Arafat and Mina is multiply big time. And please, who do Tawaf, the real Sunnah and the manner of Mecca. Every time you enter the Kaaba, you make Tawaf. This is a manner. And Tawaf is big rewarding, a lot of Rahmah. And it teaches you a lot of oneness of Allah. And it's a beautiful time to have it between you and Allah. Don't lose every rak'ah in Mecca, because every rak'ah in Mecca is 100,000. And every rak'ah in Medina is 1,000. In the Day of Judgment, if we believe in Allah, this time is so precious. So precious. Don't take express. Take the 15-17 days. Take your time, because anyway, you will not have too much time. You will always reach very tired. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is some of the concepts and meaning and the status of the heart. Don't worry about the dua of the book. Worry about the dua coming from your heart. The one you mean it. The one you really mean it. Because when the angel coming in the state of the heart, not in the state of the tongue. If the heart and tongue is equal, Allah accept. And if the heart and tongue is not equal, astaghfirullah al-azim, may Allah forgive us. Don't lose hope. Don't lose supplicate and dua. Your dua is accepted. And please, make dua for everybody. Make dua for every sick. Make dua for every dead. Make dua for every stray. Every dua for everybody. And make intention to be a pillar for sabilillah. Make intention to be somebody to elevate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our hajj for Allah and make us pure before we die. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live the message of Islam, the message of rahmah, the message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before I forget, when we go to Medina, you go to Mazarat, and Mecca too, meaning the visiting the holy places. And among them, Jabal Uhud, the mountain of Uhud, and the place of the grave of the Shuhada, the martyrs, and the grave of Hamza, radiallahu anhu, and Musab ibn Umayr, radiallahu anhu, and other. When I go there, I cry, but not for them, for me. They die in a status, Allah elevate them with it. And million and million and million of people go visit. What about my name and your name? Why Allah will call me in the Day of Judgment? What I done in this life? Why Allah elevate me in this life and hereafter? What I did to be elevated in the eye of Allah? What I did to be elevated to the angel call me? What my plan? What is my goal? What is my hope? This is why the Hajj starts with Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. And in the Bus Takbirat and Hamd and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one, he deserves all the thanks and hamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a successful journey with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the manner, it allow us to live the journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the heart and hand full of money to spend for the poor people and elevate the name of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and quality and open for us and all the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us and give us the quality, insha'Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure all our sick people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and have rahmah of all our dead people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right message in our heart to live the message for sabilillah and deattach the dunya of our heart and fill our heart with the love of Iman, love of Allah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. He is Akramul Akrameen. Allahumma ya Akramul Akrameen, ya Barru ya Rahim, ya Hannan ya Mannan, ya Allah, ya Malik al-Mulk wa Malik al-Muluk, labbayka labbayk, labbayka wa sa'dayk, wal khayra fi yadayk, bika wa minka wa ilayk. لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ارزقنا حجة مبرورة يا ربي. اللهم ارزقنا حجة مبرورة يا ربي. اللهم ارزقنا حجة مبرورة يا ربي. أمان كتاب أنيسد يا رسول الله وما برها. قال لين الكلام وإطعام الطعام. The sign of the حجة مبرورة. And Hajjah Mabrur meaning Hajjah accepted by Allah is the sign of it to come back. Leenul Kalam, or Tayyibul Kalam, soft in talking and generous. And your hand generous, you're feeding people. May Allah make us among those, insha'Allah. May Allah accept and put barakah and nur in what we say. And please, if you feel benefit of what I said, please, insha'Allah, spread it the maximum you can. And please, this journey of your life, don't take it slightly. Educate yourself. Learn the maximum you can. Because to be ready for this journey is super beautiful. It's super, super beautiful. You need it in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us for Him, insha'Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.